Legal experts say that President Trump is likely to keep up the attacks on four young House Democrats, all women of color, and his campaign for re-election. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Tufts University political analyst Jeffrey Berry says President Trump has calculated his re-election relies on his most ardent supporters.
His chance of being re-elected is to get a super turnout from his base.
Berry fully expects Trump to expand his use of divisive rhetoric during the campaign. Northwestern University political science professor Alvin Tillery says if Trump wins, the GOP could have serious problems in future elections.
How long will that playbook work as millennials and Gen Z voters enter their political maturity and begin to vote against Republicans? Because those segments have deep dislike for the Republican Party.
I'm Tim McGuire.
U.S. defense officials confirmed the transfer back to the United States an American suspected of fighting with the Islamic State terror group in Syria. He's expected to be charged and tried for terrorism-related crimes. According to a Pentagon statement, the suspect was previously held by Syrian Democratic Forces as a suspected member of ISIS, but referred other questions to the Department of Justice. Justice Department officials said they were aware of the transfer, first reported by CNN, but declined to comment on it. The top U.S. Homeland Security official defended his agency's treatment of detained migrants and unaccompanied children on the U.S.-Mexico border during a hearing Thursday on Capitol Hill. Acting Secretary Kevin McClellan fielded questions from members of the House Oversight and Reform Committee about unhygienic conditions, prolonged detentions, agents' impropriety, and how DHS handled an increase in people, largely families and children, crossing into the U.S. without authorization. This is VOA News. According to President Trump, a U.S. Navy vessel in the Strait of Hormuz has shot down an Iranian drone.
President Trump says the USS Boxer, a Navy amphibious assault ship, took defensive action on Thursday against an Iranian drone that came within about 1,000 meters of the vessel, threatening it and its crew. After the Iranians ignored multiple warnings, according to Trump,
the drone was immediately destroyed. This is the latest of many provocative and hostile actions by Iran against vessels operating in international waters.
Trump called on other nations to protect their ships as they go through the strait and work in the future with the United States on maritime security in the region. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Meanwhile, Iranian state television said Thursday forces from the country's Revolutionary Guard seized a foreign tanker accused of smuggling oil. The report said the vessel was intercepted Sunday in a section of the Strait of Hormuz with 12 crew members on board. It said the tanker was involved in smuggling 1 million liters of fuel, but did not give details about its country of origin. A U.S. State Department spokesperson has said that the U.S. strongly condemns what it calls the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy's continued harassment of vessels and interference with safe passage in and around the Strait of Hormuz. The acting head of U.S. Customs and Border Protection says the Trump administration's new policy banning entry to most asylum seekers who arrive at the southern border is being rolled out as a pilot program. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
This policy is the biggest change to how the U.S. handles asylum seekers, denying protection to most migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. They'll be deemed not eligible for asylum if they cross through another country on their way to the U.S. Mark Morgan, the acting head of Customs and Border Protection, told NPR this policy is being rolled out, starting with a pilot program in the Rio Grande Valley, instead of all along the southwest border. Morgan also says he expects it won't survive a court challenge. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And a 29-year-old former University of Illinois student will spend the rest of his life in prison for kidnapping and murdering a visiting Chinese scholar in 2017. When the jury deadlocked on whether Brent Christensen should get the death penalty, the federal judge automatically sentenced him to a life term with no chance of parole. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Today, the voice of America, VOA 1.